within. So how long have you been in the modeling or in the industry period?
It's kind of funny, but my first video, I was 16, turning 17. So I've been in the game for a pretty long time.
Yeah, how did you get started?
I started modeling at 14, so right off the bat, I kind of did catalogs and stuff like that, and then eventually an MTV scout found me, and I did a Jennifer Lopez lookalike contest on MTV. I won that, and then the prior to hearing that, I guess one of the members from Jumpin, which was a group on Rockefeller's label, they reached out to me and wanted me to be in their video. So that's kind of like how, as far as like how I got the whole video thing. And then ever since then, I've kind of just been able, and really lucky, really is what it is, to kind of work with all the top artists and kind of really get the opportunity to get, big roles and be, that kind of girl that most of the time when you do watch a video, when it's a decent one, that you actually like to sit back and admire. So I've kind of been lucky in that sense.
Okay, so since you have been in the industry for a while, how has the industry changed, I guess, since you've been in the industry?
Oh, a lot. Definitely a lot. Definitely more so the whole, stereotype and the whole image that, society tends to have on the whole video thing when I first started. We did have a super head, but it wasn't really as watered down, as it is now. Like now, a girl's lucky to get $300, basically in a video, and I remember used to get $3,000. So, a lot of things have changed, the quality, the roles, there's not many videos now that actually give that girl, whoever the girl is, the opportunity to kind of act out and be more than just, a girl dancing or, more of an object per se. So, it's definitely a lot of changes throughout the whole thing.
In terms of your work to being a video model or a video vixen, what's your overall, experience been?
What do you mean? Like, as far as my
employment,
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Has it been pleasant? Has it been a struggle? Or, has it been rewarding?
Well, for me, it's been a little bit of both. When I first started, it was definitely a great experience, and then as I went on, because of everything changing, the whole dynamic and stuff like that, it's definitely been, times that it's been quite challenging, There's times when I came in, put video work on my resume or any of my urban offers because of, the way people actually look at the whole video code concept. So I definitely deal with the struggles of that. Something too, because as far as my whole body of work in videos, I've definitely picked up. It's definitely something I've come up for sure. So it's kind of like a catch 22 where I'm like, proud of my work, but can't really walk into like a movie casting or a commercial casting and expect them to actually think that incredible. So it's kind of like a catch 22. It definitely deals with different battles, and then, at the same time, I'm able to be in the mess what they consider the body bag and they have the new kind of fashion. So I've definitely been able to kind of have to deal with all kinds of stuff, whether it's I'm too skinny, or I'm not big enough, or, or I'm not willing to go as far as, the next girl would as far as showing myself, or whatever it is. So there's always something, But as far as my overall experience, I definitely held my own and kept to my ground. Never settled for anything. It doesn't matter how bad I wanted the role. If I didn't feel comfortable wearing a garment that they wanted me to wear, I definitely would have spoken on it and stuff like that. So as far as my whole experience, I have to go through it all. I have to go through, whatever it is that came my way. But I've definitely dealt with it the best that I can. And I my overall experience, it's not as bad as, most girls have it. So I can't complain.
What do you think, the biggest mistake that video girls make, or girls that are trying to get, or girls or women or girls that are trying to get into the industry, what do you think the biggest mistake is that you see?
A lot of them get into it just for the whole, the tension of being that hot girl, And they don't really get the time, they don't really look at it as a business, like how they should. So a lot of them just do, videos and magazines and herpes or whatever it is that they think is, you know, the hot thing to do or whatever. And then those are the girls that don't know how to conduct business. So when it comes time to, you know, asking for, like, you know, business requirements, like per diems and stuff like that, when I come on and I know what I'm talking about, they prefer the dumb girl. You know what I mean? The girl that's trying to get on, that doesn't ask for nothing. You can probably hit her off with $100, call it a day, and get everything you want from her. So it's definitely, you know,
I remember I used to come to work and she was like, why do you talk like that? You know,
Walter Yorker's Bronze Flag is definitely different. But it's, you know, it's kind of funny that, you know, now that we see each other, you know, we get to, you know, kind of look back and stuff like that. They're definitely awesome people, no funniness.
Well, question on topic, but on topic, yes, no, should Kim Kardashian get the ring back?
No. No way.
Okay, all right. Moving right along. So, you know, this is your appearance and participation in Love and Hip Hop. This is the second with reality TV, right?
Right.
Okay, so was there any, you already had the experience with 14 points in Miami. Did you have any apprehension about being on Love and Hip Hop?
Absolutely, because, you know, it wasn't so much quite like who I was, you know, right off the bat or anything, you know, it's just, you know, I'm Erica, Courtney's friend, you know, this is like a whole different, this is Erica, this is my mommy, like, this is, you know, open and come on in, and that's definitely scary because, you know, people are going to judge you, people are going to have things to say, you know, everything that it comes with, it's, you know, it's a scary thing, but for me, it was kind of like, I had the opportunity to kind of show, finally, a different dynamic, especially to the whole video world thing, and also, you know, me being in a relationship, another relationship with someone who's, you know, affiliated with the whole, you know, rapper, whole thing, hip-hop thing, and, you know, it's different, you know, I'm young, I've been in the game, and, you know, I've been that girl that I guess everybody is doing, you know, is on set or whatever, and I'm really, you know, there to work, and I'm really, you know, all set and done, I go home, you know, meet a wife and stuff like that, and a lot of people don't really see that, especially how I handle my business, because I'm that type of girl that I won't settle for just anything, and I will speak up if I don't, you know what I mean, like something that they want me to wear, and I do act about concepts, and, you know, like, I actually deal with, you know, I want to make this my career, so everything is very, very business for me. It's not just about, okay, I want to be a show magazine, and it's over, and it's not really two seconds, you know, like, it was always much more for me, and that's why I was always very picky, even from Jump Street, with the videos I actually, you know, work with it. You know, I've never done anything where I put myself in a particular outfit, eye candy, or some type of object, you know, and I make sure to stand my ground on that. So, you know, it is what it is.
So, and I know that's one thing for though, anything that you can share in terms of the show. What was your goal for being on the show? Is to show people a different side of yourself outside of the video vixen role?
Absolutely, and it's funny you say that because with the trailer, what you see, unfortunately, there is a little slight scenario with me and another cast member, but the funny thing is that when I initially went into it, the whole, I guess, goal for me was, like you said, to show the different dynamic of the whole video girl, that, you know, there's much more to it, you know, it's not about teenage mascot kind of thing, but also that, you know, we're not as, we may be crazy, but we're not like how people perceive us to be. And unfortunately, I was in a situation that it kind of backfired on me because everything, the texture that I went into this show and showing us I'm doing, it just instantly backfired on me as soon as I sat down. And kind of was compared to Kim Bella, and that to me, you know, that eventually led to what it led to, and I think it was never a sign that I wanted to show mine, but at the same time, I'm the type of girl that if I ever have to defend myself, obviously I will, and I know how, so I will never have an issue on doing that. It's a sign to me that if you're absolutely pushing me to the edge, then obviously, you know, I will have to react, but it's not who I am. So it's kind of, you know, like I said, I want to show that there is much more very incredible women that know how to handle themselves and, you know, who are more than they think that's not helping. But all I can do now is kind of, I guess, learn from the situation and kind of better it and go on from now on and just kind of really make sure and show the audience exactly what I want to show them. So it is what it is. It was a slight challenge that came my way. It happened for whatever reason. And like I said, from now on, it's just kind of make the best of it. And especially for my fans, the people who follow my work for a long time, I don't want them to be disappointed in the fact that I had to kind of stoop to that level. You know what I mean? Yeah. You know, because it's not something that I'm proud of. I'm not. not, you know, but at the same time, like I said, I am a tough girl, and I do know how to defend myself, and I will. And I was in that situation where I definitely felt that it was necessary, and that's the only reason why I did it. But it's not something that I could disown, and it's not something that I would definitely, like right now, I don't... I wouldn't say I'm proud of that, you know what I mean, at all. And even though it's like making toys and unfortunately the crazy sounding stuff does, you know, seem to make people very interested, but it's not something like right now I try to wait here, I'm trying
like, who are you, kind of thing. So it was just a little cute comeback. I mean, Singing, but I got a voice low too. You know, so what's the point?
same time, I like to have fun. I'm a little wild and crazy. I'm definitely that crazy, sexy, cool girl. So, you know, let me just kind of like, I don't want people to look at me and be like, yeah, she's definitely one of a kind, and she works really hard, and she's a great mom. That's all I want. You know, I don't need anything extra. That's all I need.